This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. One of America's most respected authors has died. Kurt Vonnegut died yesterday in Manhattan from brain injuries he suffered after a recent fall. Vonnegut was 84 years old. In a career that spanned more than half a century, Vonnegut wrote novels, plays, stories, and essays. He was a celebrated speaker and wit in the manner of Mark Twain, to whom he was sometimes compared. Vonnegut's best-known books include Cat's Cradle, Breakfast of Champions, and his classic war novel, Slaughterhouse-Five. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
In 1999, Kurt Vonnegut told NPR that he wrote everything, everything, for one specific reader, his sister Allie, who died of cancer in her 30s.
It's just trusting the taste of someone else. I mean, it could easily be a teacher. But that is a secret of artistic unity, I think, even when painting a picture or composing a piece of music, is to do it with one person in mind. I don't think you can open the window and make love to the whole world.
It's kind of hard to believe now, but Kurt Vonnegut's early work was critically dismissed. His writing was seen as lowbrow, even a little outré. His novel Cat's Cradle, from 1963, was the first to earn him respect from the literary establishment. And like all of Vonnegut's books, it's still in print and it's still being read. Here's the author reading from Cat's Cradle in collaboration with the Manhattan Chamber Orchestra.
If I were a younger man, I would write a history of human stupidity. And I would climb to the top of Mount McCabe and lie down on my back with my history for a pillow. And I would take from the ground some of the blue-white poison that makes statues of men. And I would make a statue of myself, lying on my back, grinning horribly, and thumbing my nose at you-know-who.
Vonnegut was a secular humanist, as playful as he was principled. His style was lean and unpretentious. John Irving is best known for his novel, The World According to Garp. He studied creative writing under Kurt Vonnegut.
The only critical thing he ever said to me was about my fondness for semicolons, which Kurt himself despised. He called them hermaphrodites.
Irving remembers a dinner party with Vonnegut when the older writer got up, choking from the table. Irving rushed to help.
I was trying to Heimlich him, but I'm very short, 5'6", and Kurt was very tall, 6'2", 6'3". So I had to knock him down on all fours, climbed up on his back, Heimlich the hell out of him. Finally he said, "John, I'm not choking, I have emphysema." I didn't know he had emphysema. He never let me forget it.
Forgetting was not the problem when Kurt Vonnegut sat down to tell the story of his experience as a soldier during World War II. The problem was how to narrate the firebombing of Dresden. Vonnegut was a POW who emerged from an underground meat locker, Slaughterhouse No. 5, to a ruined city.
As prisoners of war, we dealt hands-on with dead Germans, digging them out of basements because they'd suffocated there, and take them to a huge funeral pyre. And I heard, I didn't see it done, but finally they gave up this procedure because it was too slow, and of course the city was starting to smell pretty bad. They sent in guys with flamethrowers.
Vonnegut was a ferocious critic of war, and most recently, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Jerome Klinkowitz is an English professor who's written extensively on the author. He says Vonnegut's writing is filled with inept, foolish characters, but cheap shots were not his style.
He did plenty of outrageous work, but he never wanted his work to be hurtful. There's no villains in any of his novels.
Kurt Vonnegut was proud of those novels and extremely matter-of-fact about producing them.
How the hell I did all this, I don't know. It's an instinctive, irrational process. There's no way to be clever, to be market-wise when writing a novel. You write the novel you were damn well born to write, and people buy it or they don't. But here I am completely in print, and I have a survivor's syndrome. Is it, you know, a shame to be alive in a way, not because of the Second World War, but because of all the really good writers and artists of other sorts who were not able to make a living.
Vonnegut said art gave him faith. He said he wished his epitaph to read, "The only proof he needed for the existence of God was music." Netta Ulaby, NPR News.